Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Monday, May 24th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Nigeria's government struggles with ethnic and religious violence. Pakistan's president orders a review of the blasphemy law. And Christians are being called to join a volunteer Bible army. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in Nigeria, portions of which are under a state of emergency following weeks of bloody fighting. Church leaders say the government response to the clashes has further polarized the people along ethnic and religious lines. Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra describes the hostile environment.
It's retaliation between the Muslims and the Christians. And unfortunately, that's escalating, and the stakes are getting higher. And also about 10,000 to 20,000 Christians are reported to have fled their homes. Unfortunately, it's just becoming a tougher place to live for Christians.
Dykstra says in spite of the spread of violence, their teams are still in place. They're training pastors and holding seminars on how to deal with persecution. He adds there's a greater effect to consider.
From Nigeria, ministry and evangelism goes out throughout Africa. And so if they are having problems inside Nigeria, that ministry is going to be affected to places surrounding.
Next, Pakistan's president is calling for a review of some of the country's strict Islamic laws. Voice of the Martyrs Canada says that includes the controversial blasphemy law. According to Reuters, the president wants the blasphemy law to be reexamined to ensure it's not misused by those seeking to settle personal scores. Many Christians have been convicted under this law, often as a result of questionable accusations. The atmosphere makes it difficult for ministries to operate freely. You're listening to Mission Network News. Placing Bibles into the hands of people around the world is part of a new program from Bibles for the World. It's called the Billion Bible Campaign. Bibles for the World's Eric Foley says many Christians in the United States have multiple Bibles in reserve status, collecting dust.
Now it's time to call them up to active duty. And the first offensive in the Billion Bible Campaign is the all-volunteer Bible Army. The first thing we're going to do is ask all the Christians in the United States to contribute all the extra Bibles they have, to send to all the English-speaking countries where Bibles are desperately needed.
There are over 50 English-speaking countries needing Bibles today. Foley says the program isn't just to place Bibles.
The other half of our mission is to transform the way that the global church thinks about missions. Instead of individual Christians supporting mission work, we see that the Lord is calling us to help individual Christians become missionaries.
Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 for sign-up information. Meanwhile, there's a new fashion trend in the marketplace, T-shirts with a sketch of Jesus emblazoned with the phrase, "Jesus is my homeboy." More than likely, you'll see a young person wearing it. The next question, trend or offend? Global Advanced Ministries' David Shibley.
This generation is very visually oriented. And they have to have something visual that confirms or reiterates their faith. I believe that young people are searching for handles for their faith.
Shibley says this has led to a great movement in short-term missions among young people. He adds that this generation has been tested unlike more recent ones.
As far as U.S. martyrs on U.S. soil, so far it has been young people. This to me signals that this is a very precious generation to God and a singled out generation by God for some very important purposes in His heart, not only among their generation, but to the ends of the earth.
And the Bridge International gets ready to send out one of their own this week to help the women of Afghanistan. Kathy Danchu says she will serve the Lord in Afghanistan as the project manager for Women to the World's Outreach Center in Kabul. They'll focus on women's issues with emphasis on education and health. She's praying for many opportunities to convey the love and mercy of God to the needy women in that country. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term mission trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the Short-Term Missions Database logo on the left, where you can find out about short-term trips all over the world in construction, evangelism, and more. That's the Short-Term Missions Database at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.